picked a song that I go for it, the boys had saying, it's an old gospel song. Actually, Baptist minister wrote this song, and he was kind of in trouble at the time he wrote this song. And so I really like the message, and these guys.
You don't
have trouble? No. We're going to get you out of it.
And they called the blind man, saying to him,
Take heart. Get up. He is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Walking with Jesus, the blind faith. Blind Bartimaeus was not the first person to have been healed from visual impairment. But like all other accounts that make it into the accounts of Jesus' ministry, there's something significant that we can learn from this character. What was so special about blind Bartimaeus? Nothing, except his faith. He was an outcast, a beggar, a blind man, but his faith has withstood the test of time. The story of blind Bartimaeus is a testimony of one man's determination to be healed. He refused to be silenced when others tried to shush him as he cried out to Jesus. As Jesus walked through Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. Knowing he would not be able to make it through the people that surrounded Jesus, blind Bartimaeus called out to Jesus. Even before Bartimaeus had personal contact with Jesus, he believed him to be the Messiah. Son of David is the term Matthew used in his gospel to prove to the Jews that Jesus was the promised Messiah. The Messiah would be a descendant of David, whose kingdom would last forever. Here was blind Bartimaeus yelling out the truth for anyone who would listen. Though people tried to get him to be quiet, Bartimaeus was completely focused on Jesus. His cries got the attention of Christ, who asked for him to be brought to him. When Bartimaeus realized that Jesus had stopped to talk to him, he threw off his cloak and went to Jesus. He told Jesus his greatest desire. He wanted to see again. Jesus spoke the word, and blind Bartimaeus received his sight. His faith, Jesus said, had made him whole. Jesus didn't have to touch Bartimaeus for him to receive his sight. In ancient times, the cloak was an important piece of clothing. The cloak served as an outer garment, as well as a blanket at nights. It was so crucial to their well-being that no one was able to deprive them of it, even if it had been used to secure a loan. Yet after being healed, the Bible doesn't mention Bartimaeus going to pick up his robe before he followed Jesus. It's likely that Bartimaeus may have spread his cloak over his lap to catch the coins that were tossed his way. Otherwise, he would have to spend a lot of time on his hands and knees, feeling the ground to see if anyone had dropped a coin for him. Some people believe that when blind Bartimaeus threw off his cloak, it was another show of faith. He believed Jesus would heal him, and because he would no longer be blind, there would be no need to have the cloak. So what does the story of blind Bartimaeus teach us? Number one, do not let anybody silence your voice or dampen your enthusiasm when you're chasing after Jesus. He had one resource, and that was his voice. But people tried to silence him. Bartimaeus didn't allow anyone to silence his voice. When we are chasing hard after God, we shouldn't let anyone silence us either. Number two, your relationship with Christ is personal. God is a relational God. He wants us to have an intimate relationship with Him. This can't happen if we don't keep our eyes firmly fixed on Him and don't let anyone or anything distract you. When blind Bartimaeus called out to Jesus, Jesus stopped. Then he waited. He waited for the blind man to make his way to him. He waited to hear blind Bartimaeus' request. Jesus stopped for a man that many people wouldn't have given the time of day. Like blind Bartimaeus, we need to focus on God and Him only. We have a race to run, and we can only do that when we pay attention to the path set before us and not allow ourselves to get distracted by what other people say to or about us. Number three, obstacles will be put in your way. Be ready to toss them aside. Like blind Bartimaeus, we have to make a decision to pursue God even when things get in our way. Blind Bartimaeus' story should be our story. We should be so desperate for Jesus that we chase after him despite what others say to us. We should want to be with God so much that we don't allow any obstacles to be in our way. Bartimaeus didn't let anything, even a critical item for his survival, prevent him from getting to his goal. Number four, don't pay attention to the crowd. In the story of blind Bartimaeus, we saw the people try to silence him when he cried out to Jesus. Had it been up to them, Jesus would have walked past the blind man and everything would have remained the same. But when Jesus stopped to speak to Bartimaeus, these same people tried to encourage Bartimaeus. So they called the blind man. Cheer up, they said. Come on, he's calling you. The crowd is changeable, but God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the one we should use as our measuring stick for what's good. Our actions should be based on what he says rather than on what the world dictates. While we live out our lives on earth, we need to remember that this space is not our home. We have to keep our eyes focused on God and keep doing the things that draw us closer to him. It's easy to make excuses for the things we know we should do but are not doing. But there will be a time when God shows up in our space. Will you be ready to leave everything behind and follow him? Or will you be hampered by all the stuff you're holding on to in this life? Are you willing to accept the truth and allow it to set you free? Or will you remain spiritually blind because it's familiar? What lesson from Bartimaeus will you implement in your life today? Amen.
Amen. Decision. And our hymn of invitation is Just As I Am, number 339.